So welcome, everybody. This is Robert Nuttleman from the Nuttleman Law Firm. And today we're going to be talking with Jerry Mars of the Mediation Office of Gerald Mars. Jerry provides mediation services to businesses. He helps them resolve internal disputes, helps them increase productivity and profitability, and helps avoid litigation for wrongful termination. So welcome, Jerry.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad you could make it. Jerry is an attorney. He's licensed to practice law in Colorado. He also provides mediation services. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the financial and productivity benefits of workplace dispute resolution. And so the first question, Jerry, is what is workplace dispute resolution?
Workplace dispute resolution is when you bring in a third party. Sometimes it's an internal employee, HR, or a peer supervisor, or an outside mediator, a neutral third person, to help individuals or departments resolve conflict that are causing productivity slowdowns or impacting the company financially.
Well, why would somebody need to bring somebody in from the outside? I mean, isn't that what managers are for?
Well, one of the key pieces of mediation is that the mediator is neutral. And one of the problems with using an internal person is they're frequently not viewed of as a neutral third party. They're going to have a stake in the conversation. And that makes it difficult for them to just listen and help the parties resolve the matter as opposed to come up with a solution of their own.
Well, what types of workplace disputes do you think kind of a workplace dispute resolution would be useful?
Well, there are several types of disputes that you'll run across in the workplace. You've got the non-vocalized, which somebody is grumbling about workload or their supervisor style or their coworkers or their salary, but they're not actually saying to their boss or their manager, hey, I've got a problem, but you can see that they're unhappy. Then you've got the vocalized indirectly, where they are complaining, but they're complaining to their peers about what's going on. Then you have the flat-out interpersonal conflicts, which is the fights between people, actual arguments or disagreements that are causing issues in the workplace. And then you have the interdepartmental disputes. And the disputes from the smallest to the largest can benefit from this third-party intervention by helping people understand what's going on so that you can remain productive.
Yeah, I represent employers as well as employees, so I hear kind of both sides of the story, and I often see the conflicts and the negative impact that the conflicts can have. What are some of the things that you've seen as far as how these failing to address these disputes can affect the workplace?
Well, it could be a bottleneck in the chain of productivity. When somebody is disgruntled, they're going to passively slow down on their work. They're going to feel like they're going to get in trouble, so they're not going to do as well. They're going to spend part of their time looking for another job. So it's that slowdown all the way up to flat out, you know, yelling and arguments in the workplace that makes everybody uncomfortable, to a wrongful termination lawsuit where you're being sued for discrimination. So there's this wide range of problems that it can occur. And my goal in talking to you and helping people understand workplace mediation is to catch these things back at the beginning stages of the non-vocalized or just indirectly vocalized to the initial conflicts. Basically, when an employer, a manager, a supervisor sees a problem, they need to address it immediately or it'll just fester and get bigger.
Yeah, one of the things I've noticed a lot, and in fact I advise a lot of my employer clients, is one of the biggest mistakes employers make is to avoid conflict. You know, they want to, you know, keep things even. They don't want to stir up trouble. So if they see a problem, oh, well, we'll just sweep this under the rug. We won't do anything about it. And, you know, resentments build, tensions build. You know, maybe there's a small conflict between two people that doesn't get addressed, or people are just told, cut it out without really addressing what is the root problem. What can you do that can help employers to address those problems early on?
Well, first of all, what I call that is the barking dog syndrome. And that's essentially your neighbor's dog is barking, but you don't want to complain, you don't want to be a problem. And this goes on for months, and the first contact you have with somebody is when you're pounding on their door saying, "Shut your dog up." So my goal and the way I can help is as soon as conflict is identified, and it doesn't really matter how big it is, the fact is that there's tension in the workplace, I can help by sitting down with the parties and finding out what's actually wrong. Because frequently, most conflict is misunderstanding. There's a misperceived understanding of what somebody wants or what somebody needs, how they're treating somebody. And this perception, once we believe it's there, we're just going to keep seeing it. Kind of like if you want a red truck, suddenly you'll start seeing red trucks everywhere. We're going to see the issue, even though it might not be there. And a lot of these things is just flat out misunderstanding. So you want a third person to help the party sort through what's going on.
And if employers or employees want to get a hold of Jerry, particularly, I'm assuming it's mainly employers that are contacting you to do some workplace resolution. They can reach you at 925-208-1136. Again, Jerry Mars of the Mediation Office of Gerald Mars at 925-208-1136. And you can also see Jerry's website at www.marsmediator.com. And Mars is MARRS, mediator.com. When should an employer know that they need to call you?
When the clearest sign for an employer currently is when they're putting somebody on a PIP or performance improvement plan. At that point, you know you have an employee who's having difficulty in the workplace. And that's a risky time because the you're tending towards termination at that point, or that's at least the employee's perspective. And that's a really good opportunity to say, "Let's see what we can do to save this person or to figure out what's going on." That's a very clear, bright line time to call in a mediator. Before that, it's going to be when the supervisor senses the grumblings or discontent in the workplace, or you're seeing one employee who's always shunned and not invited to lunch. There's an outcast or there's a clique situation that'll also create tension in the workplace and cause problem on projects.
Well, how does the let's say I'm an employer and I have a manager who is not following directions, not doing things the way I want them to, and there's tension building. Maybe we've gotten into some arguments in the past, so I'm kind of at my wit's end. I don't want to lose this employee because the employee's a valuable asset, but at the same time, the working relationship has broken down. I call you up. What do you do?
Well, I would first talk to the parties individually. We would set some ground rules about what mediation is in the workplace, which we can talk about in a moment, but I'm going to sit down with the parties and find out what their perceptions of the problems are and why there's a breakdown occurring. And it could be that the manager doesn't agree with the practices because he sees his employees having a hard time. Maybe he's trying to protect his employees that he feels responsible for. So maybe it's a positive thing that he's pushing back or he feels he's doing the right thing. But find out where that disconnect is coming from and why there's a misunderstanding of tasks or goals for the business.
So, well, that brings the question, what is mediation in the workplace?
Well, mediation in the workplace is the opportunity to have a confidential discussion with a neutral third party to help the individuals in the dispute come to a resolution that they create. One of the key hallmarks of mediation is that when two people are in conflict, the people that can resolve that conflict most effectively and actually come up with a resolution that will be long-lasting are the people in the conflict. So the opportunity to talk and discuss what's wrong, about what's wrong, and try and fix it between themselves. Now, from a confidentiality aspect, when you're doing mediation in a law setting, it's much more confidential than in a workplace, because in a workplace setting, if you have to adjust work schedules or change roles because somebody's having a hard time with it, that's going to affect somebody else in the company. So at the beginning of the mediation, you figure out who can and can't know about what the result of the mediation is, but what is said in the mediation remains confidential.
I do a lot of litigation, and mediation is one of the tools that we use to resolve cases, usually, you know, opposing parties in a lawsuit. And you know, in litigation, mediation is something that oftentimes takes at least half a day to a full day, sometimes multiple days. Is workplace mediation something that, I mean, is it an hour-long process, a 12-hour process?
Well, it's going to vary a lot depending on how big the problem is. So if you have, say, an interdepartmental dispute where you have multiple people involved, that's going to take longer. If you have a peer-to-peer dispute, that might be worked out in a couple of hours. I did one recently, and it took a total of about 4 hours, and that was like three different sessions, some individual and some together. But it doesn't take a great deal of time, and it's not very expensive compared to the alternatives of having to replace somebody.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. We talked earlier about kind of ignoring conflicts, and you know, there's not just the prospect of a wrongful termination, but there's also the turnover issue. You know, if I lose an employee, you know, maybe I've already spent, you know, 6 months, a year, 12 years, whatever it is, training this person, getting the person so they understand my business and what to do. And if that employee leaves, whether it's I fire that person or that person quits, I now have to advertise to find somebody else. I have to find the right candidate. I have to train that person up. All that is taken away from my ability to make my widgets or provide the services that I provide to the customer. So I certainly understand the importance of getting things resolved without having to, you know, because if you don't, the alternative is people are going to be unhappy. There's going to be lawsuits. You're going to lose personnel. You know, I have a lot of stories of employees quitting because their managers are not treating them appropriately. It may not be illegal, but every time you lose an employee, now that's a turnover issue that you have to deal with.
Yeah, the kind of the generally quoted cost of turnover is 150% of an individual salary.
You mean their annual salary? So if you're paying somebody $50,000 a year, the cost to replace that person is $75,000?
Correct. Well, now, it's going to vary. If you're replacing somebody who's, say, working at McDonald's, it might not be 150%. But then as you move up in the scale, and the more important the player is or the employer is, the more expensive it is. And I've seen ranges from 100 to 400%, with that 400% being the more expensive employees, the ones mm-hmm. that are in the higher-end positions. So 150 is kind of the average of what it's going to cost. And those costs, it's, if you think about the supervisor's time just to write somebody up, and to have them terminated and or to deal with them while they're having a hard time or looking for another job, HR time, advertising, interviewing. Generally, you're going to pay more for a new employee than you're paying your old employee because salaries are going up. You have the overtime, you're going to pay the remaining employees. You've got the cost of a temporary or contract employees. You've got training costs, recruiter costs, orientation. And these things, they add up. Now, some of these are hard expenses. You can see how much you pay for the advertising. And some of them are soft because you already have an HR person who's doing a lot of the orientation. But the bottom line is, it's expensive to lose somebody.
We're talking with Jerry Marrs of the Mediation Office of Gerald Marrs. That's Marrs, M-A-R-R-S. And you can find Jerry's website at www.marrsmediator.com. That's MarrsMediator.com. Or you can give Jerry a call at 925-208-1136. That number again, 925-208-1136. Jerry provides mediation services to businesses, helps them resolve internal disputes, hopefully before they become problems and hopefully before they turn into litigation or cause employee turnover issues. What are some of the benefits of when you get in there and you can fix a problem?
Well, one of the biggest one is satisfaction with the work that you're doing. When an employer brings somebody in to help an employee figure out what the problem is and help make their workplace better, more enjoyable, more satisfying, it's showing an employee that you care about them. And you're building rapport and a relationship with somebody that's making money for you. At the end, that's what they're doing, is they're your asset, and you're showing you care. So that's one of the biggest advantages of it. But beyond that, you have people who work better together, people who talk. You obviously avoid the bigger problems, but you create more of a harmonious workplace. And in general, that's what people want. People spend more time at work than they do with their families. And it's a very difficult thing to do right now because the building a work environment that's okay for everybody is a very difficult thing to do. But it's what I'm challenging employers to try and accomplish.
Yeah, you bring a good point, something I've often mentioned to my clients, both employers and employees, that we spend more time at work than we do with our family oftentimes, at least certainly more waking hours, and any disruption to that environment can have some pretty severe consequences, whether you're the employee or the employer. I mean, if you're an employee and you're not looking forward to going to work, you're not going to be as productive. You're going to have more difficulties. If you're the employer, having any disruptions in that work means that it's hurting our bottom line. It's hurting our productivity. It's hurting our ability to do what we're in business to do. So if you had a piece of advice that you wanted to communicate out there to the workplace, what would it be?
Well, honestly, it's to do everything you can to create a culture of honesty. And what I mean by that is a culture where the employer listens to the employees and addresses concerns, pays them appropriately based on the standards of the environment or the economy, that's going to help them when possible, is going to be flexible, but most importantly, is going to make it safe for people to share how they feel. One of the keys to avoiding workplace disputes is giving the employees the freedom to say, hey, I have a problem, and then addressing it maturely and appropriately as opposed to making them feel, I guess, stupid or inferior for even raising the issue. And it can be a tough shift to make, but that culture of honesty is something that is vital to a productive workplace.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry. Again, we were talking with Jerry Mars of the Mediation Office of Gerald Mars. His phone number, if you want to get a hold of him, is at 925-208-1136. His website is www.marsmediator.com, MarsMediator.com. You've been listening to The Practice of Law. This is Robert Nuttleman with the Nuttleman Law Firm. And Jerry, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me. I've appreciated it.